Oh, signal has gone down to one bar.
It's okay, mine's brown.
Okay.
Wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
If we get there, we get there. 3, 2, 1. Hello. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right, let's take that off and appear on screen. 3, 2, 1. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
I'm good. I'm good. Hopefully it'll be a bit warmer this weekend. Looking forward to it. Right. Okay. Let's on with the show. So, welcome to the show. This is Ask Angelica, Practical German for Train Stations, Season 5, Episode 27. Angelica, would you like to tell us more about it?
Yeah, following on the theme on travel, last time we had sort of sentences you might hear or use at an airport. So we've now moved on to the train station. And they're not difficult sentences, but what I wanted to do was the slightly more advanced than the basic sentences a beginner would learn in their textbook when they come to train station. Basically, you always have the questions like where is platform 6? When does the next train leave? And that. And I just thought I slightly change them a little bit more, just to put a little bit of variation in it. But they are, you will be pleased to know, they're all still very easy. Just for once.
Yeah, for
Like,
once.
yeah.
I didn't notice that there are a lot of numbers in there, so I'm happy for that. We'll come to our normal setting, which is good. Okay, so thank you for joining us today. The way this works is Angelica's put together 8 sentences in German, which I'm going to read. Angelica will correct my pronunciation, and then we will translate them into English. If you want to do it at the same time, we can't hear you, so you can just read the German sentences. Let's go.
Hang on, before we go, I have a problem. My camera switched again, and I'm actually just a still image now.
You are just a still image.
Yeah, the camera switched all on its own. Let me go back.
All right, so
That's
I'm going.
better.
Are you moving again now?
No, I'm fine now, so hopefully it won't happen again.
Well, this is live video. We're not TV. Things go wrong, and you didn't panic, so you get a point for that. Will I get a point for reading this though? Phrase one: Entschuldigung, wie komme ich zum Bahnsteig 12?
Well done. Entschuldigung, wie komme ich zum Bahnsteig 12? Of course, I could have added any number in there depending on how many. Oh, well, I don't want to say yet what a
No.
Bahnsteig is, but how many of them are there?
True. Okay, and I. Entschuldigung is excuse me, which I'll never forget because it's just such a strange word. I often wonder how it actually came about. Right. How do I get to platform 12?
Exactly.
Okay, so the official translation is, excuse me, how do I get to platform 12? So if you want to be polite when you're talking to somebody, always say, Entschuldigung.
Yeah.
Phrase two. Wann kommt der nächste Zug nach München?
Yeah. Wann kommt der nächste Zug nach München?
What you said this week's was straightforward, butting well. If you're watching us live, I want to say thank you. I want to say hello to Sarah and Barry. Thank you for joining us and thank you
Hello.
for liking the broadcast. So it does translate to when is the next train to Munich?
Yeah.
When is the next train to Munich? Okay, love to go there.
I've never been.
I've never been either. Okay, phrase three. Wo ist der Fahrkartenautomat? Automat.
Automat, yeah. Wo ist der Fahrkartenautomat?
Right, okay. Karten is card or ticket. So where is the ticket machine?
Yeah, exactly. Do you
Okay.
remember when we bought a ticket on a ticket machine in Germany?
Well, you took photographs, didn't you?
Yeah, there were lots of buttons. I remember there were lots of photographs to take, so there were lots of buttons to press as well.
Yeah, I can't remember where we were. We went out on the train for the day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Shopping, if I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kann ich hier eine Fahrkarte kaufen?
Yeah, kann ich hier eine Fahrkarte kaufen?
And Carter, we said, is ticket. So train ticket. Can I buy a train ticket here?
Yeah. This is for when you can't find the ticket machine and you found a kiosk which looks like where you can buy tickets, but you're not too sure. You may want to ask that question.
True. Those are disappearing, aren't they? So everything is automated these days. Can I buy a ticket here? Okay, phrase five. Hat der Zug nach Köln Verspätung?
Mm-hmm. Hat der Zug nach Köln Verspätung?
That's the train. Is the train to Cologne late?
Yeah, exactly. Because you could be standing on the platform there and waiting and start panicking.
Yeah, you did well there. We're going to get through this in record time. I know you don't have to correct pronunciation. If we go back to when we started this, there's a lot of correcting went on. Phrase six, ist das ein durchgehender Zug?
Durchgehender. Ist das ein durchgehender Zug?
Durch. Can you say that again?
Ist das ein durchgehender Zug?
Durchgehender Zug. I'm playing for time here because obviously is that a train? But I don't know what time for train because I've not met that word before.
Right. Durch. Well, gehen is to go and durch is through. So literally, is it a through going train?
Is it a direct train?
Is it a direct train? Yeah.
Okay. Which is the official translation. Yep. I've got to say, I don't practice these before, so I really do have no idea what's coming up. Phrase seven. Wohin fährt dieser Zug?
Yeah, wohin fährt dieser Zug?
So Zug is train, fährt is going or drive. So where is this train going to?
Yeah. Because I don't know about you, but often you are at the station and I know the sign says this train is going to so-and-so and then this train arrives and you think, is this the one I need or is this the one before or have I missed mine or whatever?
Yeah, it's worse when the platform is in two halves and you don't know if the train doesn't line up correctly. You generally don't know where the train's going.
So you're always grateful if you see somebody. And I know, I'm guessing the staff at stations in Germany most likely will all speak English, but you never know. Maybe, big stations, but if you ending up on a little, if it was a little station, the train would literally go through and wouldn't stop, would it?
Yeah, a rural train. Yeah, phrase eight. Welches Gleis ist für den Zug nach Berlin?
Yeah, welches Gleis ist für den Zug nach Berlin?
I've got 8 out of 8. Wow. Yeah. That's the first. Okay, so Gleis platform?
Well, yes and no. You could translate it as platform, except platform is Bahnsteig, which is the bit where the people stand on, and Gleis is the bit, the track, where the train is on.
Yeah, the thing is, in England, what happens is, just a second, that's better, I'm darker now. In England, what we get is the train now leaving from platform 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so which track is the train to Berlin on?
Exactly. So Gleis is exactly what you would hear in Germany as well. So der Zug nach Berlin fährt von Gleis 3 or whatever they may say. Yep. Yeah. And Bahnsteig is usually where you're standing on. But you can, if you need to ask questions, you can interchange them and everybody knows what you're talking about.
Right. So now what we're going to do is rewind to the beginning and Gellick will read the German and I will read the English and you'll get perfect German there, perfect pronunciation.
And so, perfect English this time as well, because they're very nice and easy.
It's kind of you. Okay. First one.
Entschuldigung, wie komme ich zum Bahnsteig 12?
Excuse me, how do I get to platform 12?
I should have asked for 9 1/2, or is it 9 3/4, or whatever it is.
Uh-huh, I know what you're thinking of.
Wann kommt der nächste Zug nach München?
When is the next train to Munich? Press 3.
Panik, Panik, Panik! Wo ist der Fahrkartenautomat?
Where is it? I'm not panicking. Where is the ticket machine? Okay.
Kann ich hier eine Fahrkarte kaufen?
Yeah, I mean, tickets are important, aren't they? Because basically, if you've got guards on the train, you've got inspectors on the train in Germany.
Yeah. It's. I mean, in Germany, just like in England as well, I mean, you can get your tickets online beforehand and then you just show your app. Which makes things easier again. But A, not everybody has a smartphone, or more importantly, not everybody likes to use apps on their phone. So you still need to be able to get your ticket once you arrive at the station.
Yeah. So the question is, can I buy a ticket here? Press 5.
Hat der Zug nach Köln Verspätung?
Right, now that literally means become late, no?
Verspätung is the lateness, so lateness. To speak, yeah.
Okay, so the translation is the train to Cologne late? Okay. And, yeah, thoughts just come to me. I'll stay with it for later. Press 6.
Ist das ein durchgehender Zug?
We got it in the end. Question is it a direct train?
Yeah.
Or doesn't stop
along the way. German translation literally through going. Is it a through going train? Which is a direct train.
Yeah. Press 7.
Wohin fährt dieser Zug?
Where is the train going?
I don't want to get on the wrong train.
You don't? No. Or stay on the train too long. That's another problem.
Yes. Welches Gleis ist für den Zug nach Berlin?
And which track is for the train to Berlin? Now, you have something that you could tell us about. So I'm going to bring that on screen. And I'm going to hide myself. Angelika, can you tell us about German grammar, the four cases?
Yeah, the four cases, everybody's favorite, because it's got all these words like nominative, accusative, dative, genitive. And basically, once you've started learning German and it's getting a little bit, you're a bit further than the beginner. Or actually, if I say when you start learning German, you can learn a lot of these phrases parrot fashion. So you can just learn, wann kommt der Zug? Wann fährt der nächste Zug nach Berlin, or something like this, and you can learn it by parrot fashion and just change the word of the place you want to go to. But obviously, after a while, you want to make your own sentences. And then you learn about adjective endings. They may have different endings, and the articles change and things like this. And then it's always, well, how do they change? Well, that all depends on whether a noun is masculine, feminine, neuter, or whether it's plural, and whether it's, and this is where these lovely words come in, the nominative case, the accusative, the dative, or the genitive. And so I've got all those, the four cases, from basic explanations, what actually are they, to how do you use them, and also how adjectives change, and then you've got prepositions. That's everybody's favorite, or shall I say not? Because prepositions are difficult to translate. If you translate them word for word, that's no problem, but they change the meaning depending on what verb you use with it, and There's lots of things which make it sound really complicated, but my course is really going back to basics to go through everything again, just about the four cases. And if you were to enroll in it, you get a workbook. You get the course in various sort of stages. So like I said, some of it might be too easy for you, but then it will be a nice reminder. And gradually it gets more difficult as you work your way along. And I also have monthly live sessions once a month, which you could join once you have enrolled in the course. And we also now have a German learners community, yeah, which you can join and where you can ask questions as well. So it's a bit like Facebook or Facebook group, but just for people who've enrolled in the courses. So there's a lot in there. And I thought this would be a good way to just remind people.
Right. Now, if you've been watching us through this video, I'd like to say thank you. It is, however, a very special weekend. So I'm just going to hide that picture and I'm going to bring this picture in. And in German, if you wish, but could you tell us about this weekend?
Oh, we can do this in English now. Of course, if you're watching this after this weekend, you're probably wondering what's going on here because the London Marathon was yesterday or last week or last month or whenever. But yes, this is the weekend. I have this week, I've been in panic mode all week. Thinking like, have I trained enough? Am I good enough? Will I be able to do it? 26 miles is a long time running the London Marathon, even if you're not running all the way. But the panic mode has gone and now I'm actually really looking forward to it. So we're off to London this weekend.
We are off to London this weekend. Mm. I mean, 50,000 people actually run, don't they? Millions require, but only 50,000 get
thereabouts.
Okay. Yeah. And it's all through London. And if you want to catch Angelica, there are places you can go to Cutty's Ark and you can watch from there. The next viewing platform is Victoria Embankment. And if you come through to Victoria Embankment, which is mile 25, you'll also meet me as well because I'm there to cheer Angelica on and then to appear at the finish. So it's an amazing weekend ahead.
It will be, yeah. And also, I have my name on my T-shirt. So if you are there and you happen to see somebody with a sort of fluorescent yellow, greeny T-shirt and it's got Angelica written at the front, shout my name. I might hear you.
Brilliant.
I say I might because there's so many other people. I may not. I don't know.
Okay, so down to you and I, and it's the end of the show. So would you like to close today's broadcast, Angelica?
Yes. Well, a nice short one this time. I'll make the next one longer again and more difficult, shall I?
Yeah.
So thank you for watching. And, well, the next one will be in 2 weeks' time. I'll check the date. It's the 3rd of May. And until then, it's tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. Bye. Okay, so...